The Leopard Spots, Matt's Tuesday Tips.
Welcome back to Trot's Life. If Spags is still listening, somehow the Tiger Tara free-for-all's also gone up as race zero at Shepparton tonight, which is intriguing. So something's gone wrong behind the scenes of the TAB website. Big Cat joined us, mate. Firstly, how are you? Whereabouts are you today?
Hey, Tobes. Yeah, just in Port Melbourne. Just grinding away. Not much going on. Off to the comedy festival tomorrow night, the Comedy All-Stars show. So for those who aren't from Melbourne, the International Comedy Festival goes for about a month through March and April, and it's a really good thing to get along to, a lot of entertaining shows.
I had a crack one year, mate. I did a comedy show and never again. What's the level of that, eh?
Every Tuesday it's a comedy show with you on here, isn't it?
I don't know about that, but what did you think, make of those free-for-alls? I think $2 RC Phoenix, the place looks pretty good value. And what about the paces? Where do you sit there, Better Eclipse or Catch a Wave?
In the Trotters, Just Believe should win. Don't want to go anywhere near the $1.15 though. In the paces, it's a little bit disappointing they went up even money each of two. I would have thought it'd be good to see the TAB maybe get off the fence and have an opinion.
that's a crack. He's still listening. He's still listening because the Shepparton thing just got fixed.
I think Catch a Wave should cross. Better Eclipse, I think, is the better and more informed type. Although we've seen Better Eclipse perform well more recently than we've seen Catch a Wave perform well. I thought Catch a Wave was poor last week, but I was sort of somewhat predicting that, given that he was leading first up over the middle trip, and I think he's more of a short course specialist. So this suits him a little bit better. I'm not sure where Better Eclipse maps, because he doesn't have blistering gate speed. But it'll be interesting to see if they try and at least push him off the gate to get across the one horse so that he can get onto the back of Catch a Wave. And that could be what determines the race. If Better Eclipse has to come around them off the pegs, then Catch a Wave might get away with it. But if Better Eclipse can sit right on his back, then it totally changes the race. So it's going to be interesting. I think because of the draw, I would have opened Better Eclipse favourite. But that doesn't mean I want to back him at even money either.
Yeah, well, see, talk about having a leg in two camps. So this is intriguing because Brett Carroll's keen on, and this is what makes a punt on Capture Wave, and you're keener on Better Eclipse.
I'm not keener on Better Eclipse. I don't want to back him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm surprised favorite, they didn't open him up favourite because of the draw.
Yeah.
And because the fact that he's, there's no query on how he's going. Like, he's always racing well, whereas Capture Wave has had an issue. He got beaten last week in a really poor free-for-all leading. Like, I just thought there was enough black marks against Catch a Wave's name for Better Eclipse to open favourite here. But as I said, it doesn't mean I actually want to back Better Eclipse either.
Let's find some winners for tonight. Now, race two is a maiden at Shep tonight, and there's a funny little side story here. This is back to my comedy days, Big Cat. Laura Wilson trains a horse called Prenup, and Damien nor herself are driving it. So I wonder if they neither were allowed to drive it before they got married. They made that decision. Anyway, I doubt you're tipping it.
Interesting, because Damien has been driving the horse in all four starts in his career to date.
He has another drive in the race, but
has he got one? Oh, number eight, straight to the grid, of course.
Let's not let the truth get in the way of a good story, though. Where are you here? Are you with the American Boxer?
Yeah, pretty keen here. Nathan Jack, number six, American Boxer. This is a maiden race, so nothing's won a race, but American Boxer's been close a few times for a third, then second. Last start led, showed very good gate speed over this track and trip, and got beaten by a pretty handy one in Good to Be Loxley. Now, I think it's got the gate speed to whiz across here, because number five, Full of Fight, for Julie Douglas and Jack Lord, doesn't really have a lot of gate speed and isn't overly tractable. So I think Nathan will know that. There's no better form analyst amongst the drivers than Nathan Jack, in my opinion, and he'll know that there's no gate speed from the five, so he should whiz straight across them here. And I think he can get away with this. There's not a lot of pressure mid-race. Apart from the Douglas horse, the rest of the dangers are off the back row. So without a decent one sitting outside him, making him run a quick third quarter like last week, I think he can get away with this tonight. So that's race two, number six, American Boxer.
Yeah, you learnt from the best, Nathan, and he'll tell you that straight up. Race four at Shepparton. Not as easy for me to see. Aero Carp Diem, when it runs a good race, it runs a real good race, but you sort of got to take it on trust, I reckon.
I reckon it's a one-trick pony,
yeah. And
it's a pretty good trick. And its one trick is that if it can find the front and keep running 29s and 30s the whole way, it can look like a very, very good horse. But if it doesn't get up on speed punching away, then it looks like a bit of a slug. Now,
Yeah. Last
time at Yarra Valley, it ran 2 minutes flat, 58.4, 29.1, which for this class of trotter is very, very quick, and it looked very, very good. And I think there's a chance it finds the front again here. There's not a lot of speed inside it. Will Kenya does have a little bit of gate speed. She's a Chocolatier doesn't really, either does Avant Garde. So if Monique gets angry early and pushes the button and finds the front, then all of a sudden, I think she is very, very hard to beat in front. So they did bet 280 this morning. It's into about 240 now and a deserved favourite. So that's race four, number six, Aero Carpe Diem. And if it finds the front in play, I would expect it to be trading at odds on.
You're not going with the devil's number at Shepparton, are you? You've had two sixes and a lot like Louis' number six. And I like this horse. I had a good chat with his owner, John Gilmore, about the horse on air. And we thought that he'd be much better this campaign. I couldn't believe he's a maiden before that. He's won three out of three since.
I do like the horse a lot like Louis, but there's another one in this race I like more.
Repelling.
And that's number nine, Repelling. This horse is totally flying. And the way it was driven last time was the way that this horse needs to be driven. I reckon it doesn't go when it's in behind horses. It needs to either lead or breeze and be driven like the best horse in the race. And that's the way David Moran drove it last time. When a horse came up three wide, he was in the breeze and he just kept pushing and pushing until he found the front, and then it ran away from them and really savaged the line. 153.3 around Shep over the short trip. That's flying. That's not too far off the track record, I think. Back row tonight, so he's going to have to put it into the race at some stage. But let's not forget, a lot like Louis, it's been beating inferior horses. It's never really pushed the button hard to try and lead, which it might have to here. It's only a three-year-old, lightly raced three-year-old. Repelling's a much more seasoned five-year-old. So despite the back row, I just think Repelling might be the tougher and more seasoned of the two horses here. And if it has to breeze, then so be it. As long as it's driven like the best horse in the race, it might be able to get home here. So that's race five, number nine, Repelling for David Moran.
Race five, number nine, Repelling. Menangle, and you kick off in race seven at Menangle.
Yeah. I don't like the Menangle card that much today, which is a bit unusual.
Unusual for you, yeah.
Yeah, race seven, number one, Heavenly Bell, just for a place. Draws barrier one. There are some nice types in this, particularly number six, No Heartthrob, the odds-on favourite here for Jack Trainer and Jack Brown. It'll probably work forward at some stage and try and find the front, but Heavenly Bell does have gate speed. Jason Grimson takes the drive. And this is a horse that, if it can end up sort of leaders back following the favourite, or even three pegs, as long as it's following the right two horses, then I can see this sort of becoming a pegs, pegs, pegs type race, particularly if the favourite finds the front. So hopefully it can show the gate speed, end up in the right spot, just off the speed, on the pegs, get that suck run just as they turn into the straight. And, it's $1.80 with the tab at the moment. If you shop around, you can get black figures still, but they were betting much, much bigger place prices this morning, and it does look to map well. So that's race seven, number one, Heavenly Bell.
Race seven, number one, and race eight. I'll tell you, Little Miss Lily's a nice horse. If they don't normally improve much from Pat Ryan, to be honest, but if she gets some improvement as a four-year-old with David Aiken, I think she could really go places.
Nice horse.
She's a nice horse.
She had trialled once up in Sydney and was totally legless last week, 6 days ago. Couldn't even keep up. They went 152.4, but she was beaten 47 metres and looked to be getting tapped up in the straight. I thought the trial was disgusting, so I couldn't possibly have her. So I find it interesting that she's been 34 into 7 today. Just on an each-way basis, I'm with number 8, Celestial Gossip, the Soph Arvidsson and Bailey McDonough here. This is a former Victorian, been racing really well since going to Sydney in the care of Bailey, and last time third behind Golden Bay in 149.7. I don't think it needs to launch here at the start because there is a lot of gate speed inside it. But it does go well sat up off a genuine speed as well, and that's probably the way it'll get driven here. But it's a very open race, and that's why I've just backed it each way. So that's race 8, number 8, Celestial Gossip.
Can we have something on the place? Race 6, number 9, Mini Mine Yet, 270 the drum?
Probably doesn't map well today. Really wide draw. We got the chocolates with it last week through to a brilliant Will Rickson drive. But just this draw and changing from Cam Hart and Will Rickson now has Chris Geary on, which is a slight negative driver change. So from the draw and the driver, I'm just not sure if I could back at the place today.
Yeah, fair enough. You've picked it a few times, a place, and it feels like it when it always runs a place when you've tipped it. So I just wanted to check in on that. Now, let's Wagga, race 2 at Wagga. Luckily, you had one start for a win.
Yep, that's the one I'm on. I thought it went really well on debut there at Goulburn. This is a handy race. There's probably three horses that have winning claims here, but luckily draws the pole. And on what we saw at Goulburn, it had the gate speed to lead again here. Taylor Osmond jumps on. She draws well. So if it leads and dictates, it's going to be really hard to beat, keeping the main two dangers off the pegs and having to come around it. So that's race 2, number 1. Now, if we go over to race 3, there's some really good horses at Goulburn at Wagga tonight because these are the heats of the Riverina Championships for the 4- and 5-year-old mares and the boys. So in race 3, I think not to be denied, number 4 can beat Major Delight. Major Delight's first up from a spell, not to be denied, has now switched from Mark Hewitt to join Luke McCarthy, and its trial at Menangle has to be seen to be believed. I've clocked it running, a last half in about 53. It does have gate speed. What its trial indicated is it's jumped out of the ground improvement-wise. It can either zip across and lead and post Mark Pitt on Major Delight, or it can hand and just try and beat the speed. But either way, I think it can beat it. So that's race 3, number 4, not to beat tonight, to beat the star mare or filly from last year, Major Delight.
Yeah, it's a stunning field when the New South Wales Oaks win is $4.60 to run a drum. We haven't got it long here. Albion Park, race 2, mate.
Yeah, just one that's short enough now, number 9, Boston Harbour. A 2-year-old making its debut. Its trial was pretty good, beating 9 metres in 156. That reads better than these other debutantes here. Jonah Hutchinson hasn't really had much success so far this year, so he's due for a win, and I just thought the way it trialled, it might have trialled a bit better than the rest of these. So despite the back row, I was happy to play early at the 360. It's into evens now, which is short enough, so just wait for it. It'll drift back out late. No need to take the current price. Just wait and it'll drift back out and you might be able to get a much better price close to jump again. So that's race 2, number 9, Boston Harbour.
As I say this time every week, thank you very much, mate, for your time. It's donated and it's very valuable. And I know you had a chat with someone last week that was very, very much really appreciated what you did for him too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that. Catch you next week.